I started hanging around the art department more to scope out girls who might be willing to pose for me. One girl in particular stood out to me, a fit brunette. She came to the art building often, but I also saw her practicing with cheerleaders. I was crossing the football field on the way to class, and she was yelling instructions at the other girls. Cheerleaders aren't known for being regular patrons of the arts. I was determined to find out who she was. I asked around, and finally found a guy from my pottery class that knew her.
"Oh, her? Yeah, I have a class with her. Everyone calls her Joey," he said.
I was surprised, since I was expecting a more traditional name like Stephanie or Brittany.
"Is that short for Josephine, or were her parents fans of Friends?" I asked.
"I'm not sure. That would make sense." Over the next few days, I watched Joey more closely whenever we were at the art building at the same time. Occasionally, she would catch me staring, but I always quickly looked away. Her style was uniquely sensual. Watching her move was breathtaking. I often lost track of time and what I was doing while watching her work. Whenever she would look in my direction, I found myself fumbling with my camera to pretend that I was looking through my pictures. I could have sworn I caught her smiling afterwards. In the painting studio, she worked intently on her projects, rarely looking away from the canvas and leaving precise brushstrokes. Her long hair was draped around her back in a meticulous braid. It was shiny and browned, with caramel-colored highlights throughout. I overheard her flirting with professors from time to time, giggling at their terrible jokes and twirling her bangs around her finger. She seemed to love having everyone's attention. I just observed her in the background, glancing at her whenever she wasn't looking, imagining her in different poses as I framed her body through my lens. One day I finally went up to her. She had once again caught me staring at her, except this time we held each other's gaze. I felt a jolt of excitement in my chest when she smiled at me and decided it was time to actually talk to her. She was working on a painting assignment and made a copy of a classic scene. All the details were just right. The grass looked like the original, the mountains were bold and imposing, and the stream looked like it was soothing enough to jump into. Yet she stared at the painting with a frown, as if it were somehow not good enough for her.
"Rembrandt?" I asked, taking a seat next to her.
She didn't react as much to my presence as I would have expected. She shook her head, but didn't take her eyes off the painting. I almost missed a hint of a smile tugging at her lips. I wondered if she was used to random guys approaching her.
"More like Nicolas Poussin."
"Oh," I said. That was the next Barco painter I was going to guess. "Not bad for a cheerleader."
"I'm sure it was, and I'm a cheerleading captain," she explained, a faint mix of pride and playful retribution in her voice.
"Very impressive," I said with only a bit of sarcasm. Her tone was friendly, but I still didn't want to offend her.
"Sorry, so..."
She finally made eye contact with me, her glowing face imprinted with a brilliant smile. She giggled.
"I'm Joey, by the way."
I nodded. It was probably better to not let her know that I already knew her name.
"And you are..." she added.
"Oh, I'm Luke." There was something genuine and lively about her. Her hazel eyes were warm and inviting. She tightened the bandana on her head and went back to painting. I couldn't help but notice her blue shirt had enough buttons undone to showcase the work of her push-up bra.
"Do you mind if I watch?" I asked.
"I guess not," she replied in a sexy voice, without looking up from her artwork. "It might be boring for you."
"You'd be surprised," I said, taking the opportunity to steal a glance down her shirt.
I took a seat on the floor next to her easel. Just in case I got a hard-on, I positioned myself so she wouldn't be able to notice. After putting the finishing touches on one section of the landscape, she wiped her brush and got up to get more paper towels. I watched her as she walked. She had a knee-high skirt with a slit. All the metallic buttons were undone, exposing her whole thigh. As she reached for some new brushes, my viewpoint allowed me to catch a brief glimpse of her white lacy underwear. Returning to her seat, she pulled out a thick-handled brush and dipped it into fresh paint. I watched the way her hand moved with the handle, loosely grasping it. I began to wonder about other talents her hands might have. The way she wrapped her fingers around the handle couldn't have been natural. It was an uncomfortable way to paint.
Was she doing it for me? Just the thought of that was exciting. For a moment, I was mesmerized by her fingers, sliding across the shaft as she continued adding paint to the bristles for longer than necessary. My cock stirred in my pants. I forced myself to calm down, taking deep breaths and closing my eyes. So, what's your interest? She took me by surprise. I opened my eyes. What do you mean? I leaned closer. Joey smirked. I'm here because I love painting, and this is the only place I can do it in peace. Too many roommates at home. She placed her paintbrush on a towel and faced me. So, what about you? What's your interest? Photography, I said, holding up my camera. It comes a lot easier to me than painting. You're probably the most talented painting student from what I've seen. And what do you photograph, if I may ask? She raised her eyebrows, keeping her eyes trained on mine. I knew she was flirting with me. There are lots of different types of photographers. It's like if I told you I was a painter. There's so many types, so many different things to paint. I paint landscapes, and you photograph, what, weddings? The fake food that they use in advertisements? She giggled again. I prefer to photograph living subjects, I said vaguely. This time I flashed her a killer smile of my own. Her grin grew wide. Living? So, plants? Animals? Or are you just too shy to say that you photograph people? She turned slightly in her chair to reach the farther end of the canvas. Her parted knees strained the skirt to its limits, and I took the full side of her bare inside upper thigh. Her skirt lifted up slightly to reveal her navel. She was smoking hot, and she knew how to put on a display. Maybe, I said. Have you ever been a part of something like that? No, but it sounds fun. I could see myself doing something like that, but no one's ever asked me, she said, her sultry voice trailing off. Do a shoot with me, I offered, taking her hint. She looked me up and down and gave me another smirk. Okay, sounds good. She calmly ripped off a piece of paper towel and used a small, fine-tip brush to write a number in red. Then she handed me the paper towel. Here's my number. I'm free tomorrow if that works for you. Tomorrow is great. I'll be sure to get a hold of you. At a quick thought of holding her down, her legs wrapped around me, my cock buried deep inside her, her nails digging into my back, I imagined her breathing heavily, moaning and climaxing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Fuck me harder. Fuck me deeper. Oh, you're right there. Oh, I'm gonna come. Come inside me. Yes. 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 I stood up quickly to walk away before I developed an embarrassing hard-on. Her words stopped me. I look forward to seeing how you work. She bit her lip and flashed a sultry smile. Me too, I said before turning away. Me too? I hurried away before she could see the embarrassment on my face and my cock rising in my pants. When I was outside the art department, I added her number to my phone. The next morning, I set up the shoot in my living room, putting the lights, sheets, and other equipment in position. I lit a couple of candles to dispatch the scent of last night's Chinese food. I had to make sure it was set up perfectly for Joey. I wasn't sure what clothes she would be interested in wearing, so I placed down a whole bunch of fabric. After my last class, I headed down towards the art department, hoping she might be there. I looked the other way and spotted Joey rushing down the hall. She was wearing black pants and a lilac, long-sleeved shirt with a low cut. She also wore a delicate gold necklace, the letter J on it. Hey! I stepped in front of her path, causing her to almost collide with me. I was hoping to run into you. When did you want to do the photo shoot? She looked me up and down and looked at her painting for a bit. You know what? Yeah, let's go! Her body jerked up with a satisfying bounce. How about right now? She looked down at her outfit, which was comprised of a long sleeve sweater and jeans. I'm not exactly dressed like a model, but we can give it a try. I picked up my camera and pointed behind me. Great, let's go. She packed up her bag and followed me out of the art department. Outside, snow had begun to fall. "It's snowing," Joey said.
"I can see that," I answered.
She laughed and skipped out ahead of me. "I love the snow," she said, twirling around in the sidewalk. "Not as much as the summer, obviously, but the way the campus looks when it's covered in snow," she sighed, "it's like a fairy tale." She giggled and stuck her tongue out, trying to catch snowflakes.
"I know what you mean," I said, imagining her tongue running gently over the head of my penis.
I watched her tight ass, tiny waist, and bouncing breasts as her slender legs skipped all the way back to my apartment, and I couldn't help but stare at her and wonder. She could be like a little kid, or a determined leader, or an amazing painter depressed over her own perceived failings. Deeper than I expected from a cheerleader. As we walked through the door of my place, she set her bag down in the living room, and I went to get the bikini from the other room. Joy raised her eyebrows as I approached with it.
"I saw your Venice Beach keychain the other day and thought a bikini might be appropriate," I explained, giving her a red string bikini.
"Oh," she looked down at my feet.
"No offense, but that's kind of creepy."
Crap. I thought over what I could say to make the moment less awkward. I gave her an easy laugh. She giggled.
"All right. Well, it's an adorable bikini. Mind turning around while I change?"
I wondered why she didn't ask to use a different room. I would have offered, but I knew that missing out on some sneak peeks would fill me with regret for at least a week. I stood so that I could see her through the wall mirror, watching as she slid out of her jeans and panties, her white sweater already crumpled to the ground. She didn't have a tan line like I'd come to expect. Instead, her body was the same smooth golden color from the small of her back all the way down to her ankles. Her ass was small but cute. I wanted nothing more than to hold it in my hands. She changed with her back to me, but it still made me rock hard. I shifted to hide my situation.
"Can you turn around now?" she said. She looked downright sexy. The bikini covered just enough to let my imagination run wild.
I was desperate to have my hands on her. I fantasized about looping the bikini top ties around my fingers and then ripping it off, then roughly grabbing her breasts. The breeze from the open window made her nipples hard, and all I could think about was how, if I could, I would run my fingers up and down her body, touching her everywhere. Her breasts, her ass, her thighs, even her hair. I needed all of it under me, under my control. I would have taken her right there in the middle of the room if I could.
"You look good," I said, standing behind the equipment to conceal my raging hard-on. It was an understatement. There was no reason she couldn't model for any designer swimwear brand.
"What would you like me to do?" She went over to where the sheet and lights were.
"Just have fun with it," I suggested. It almost didn't matter what she did. She was better than anything I had seen.
She tried a few different poses. First, she stood looking somewhat uncertain, with her hands on her hips. Then she tried lying on her stomach with her ankles twisted around each other in the air. Then, standing up again and putting her hands together and bending over in preparation to hit an imaginary volleyball.
"Hold on," I said. I ran to the bathroom and grabbed a bottle of sunscreen. I handed it to her and told her to improvise with it. She squirted a big glob into her hands and began rubbing it on her abs.
She moved her fingers under the edges of the swimsuit, pulling the bottoms down an inch before lathering her inner thighs. I felt myself starting to perspire just from looking at her. The temperature in the room definitely increased with the intensity of the shot.
"You're looking really good," I said.
"But maybe lower with the straps." Her eyes became distant.
"Thanks,"
she muttered, looking out the window. She rubbed her arms nervously. It was snowing even more now.
"I think maybe I should get going now," she moved to pick up her sweater.
"Are you sure?" I followed her gaze to the window and frowned. Feigning concern once again, the snow seemed to be coming down pretty bad out there. It might be dangerous to drive right now. I closed the curtains and window.
"We can stop if you want, but you should try to stay a little while until it calms down out there."
She bit her lip, then looked back at me. "I guess you're right. We might as well continue. She dropped her sweater by the couch and reclaimed her spot under one of the warm lamps. I looked around and found some water-based paints. "Want to give this a try?" I asked. She nodded and reached for a bottle. I helped paint some spiral designs on her back while she focused on her legs, drawing diamonds and flowers. I ran my fingertips over her soft skin, moving the smooth paint down her back to the edge of her bikini, then continued around the back of her legs, and squeezing her thigh so that it looked just right. "I don't know if you'll like how this looks on my chest," she confessed. "What do you think?" I put my hands on her waist to turn her to face me, leaving handprints on her bare skin. Yoko had touched me without asking and gotten away with it after all. Why couldn't I do the same? "I'll fix it," I muttered, seeing an opportunity. I began to slowly twirl the paint around her cleavage, my fingers tracing the skin near the edge of her bikini top. I made sure to be extremely careful. I went over each breast several times to make sure that it was just right. I checked her face for signs of abduction. I squeezed them with my thumb on one side and middle finger on the other. Joy gave a short, contented sigh at my touch, moving her body closer to me. She went back to painting her legs, and I noticed a flush creeping onto her skin. Her abdomen remained a blank canvas, and as Joey was busy with the intricate painting she was creating on her thighs, I had her straighten up and took it upon myself to help her with her abdomen. I felt a small spasm from her body when I touched her. "Sorry," she murmured. "Ticklish." I nodded, gently rubbing paint over her abs. She had some muscle there, probably from the constant cheerleading practice. My fingers moved a little slower as I painted below her belly button, just grazing the fabric of the bikini bottom. She squirmed a bit, which made me notice that she couldn't bend forward without ruining the paint. I took a couple of photos of her this way while the paint dried. After multiple shots, she stretched, crinkling the dried paint on her skin a little. "Do you want to wash it off?" I asked, pointing towards the bathroom. "I think that would be a good idea," she said. "Thanks. I'll try not to get paint all over everything." "Don't worry about it," I said, watching her ass bounce as she trotted over to the bathroom. She turned the water on and waited for it to warm up. I half expected her to lock the door, but she kept it open as she stepped into the tub. After a few minutes, I poked my head into the bathroom. "Hey, do you need any help?" "No, I think I got everything." She was sitting in the tub, rubbing the paint off her legs. "Actually, could you check my back for me? I think I got most of it." I went into the bathroom. It smelled like citrus body wash. I followed the scent to the source and took the sponge Joey handed me. She turned her back to me. There was no paint left, but I really wanted to touch her. I moved her hair away from her back. "You missed a little here." I rubbed the sponge along her back, pretending to rub it away. Taking my time, I used as much water as I could, enjoying the way the water and bubbles rolled down her spine. "Did you get it?" she shifted, almost seeming anxious. "Hold on, there's a little paint on the strings here." I tried to get the invisible paint off the back of her neck, under the bikini strings, smirking to myself as the knot came undone. The top slid down as she stood up quickly and pulled the shower curtain over to cover herself. "Sorry, I didn't mean to. I'm really sorry." I stepped back, not wanting the shoot to end in this way. She peeked at me, still hiding behind the curtain. "Could you retie the strings for me?" I nodded. I waited a moment for her to turn around before I opened the curtains. I retied the strings, letting my fingertips run along her neck. Her skin was suddenly covered in goosebumps. She turned around to face me, her wet body softly pushed up against mine. I leaned in and pressed my lips against hers. She pressed her body harder against mine, but when I reached up to untie the bikini strings again, she pushed my hands away. Instead, I wrapped my arms around her and broke the kiss, trailing my lips along her jaw and down her neck. She shivered and mumbled something about being cold and wanting to change. We broke apart, and I left the room wondering what to do next. I didn't want to scare her away, but my cock was so hard at that moment I just wanted to push her against the wall and shove it inside her. Instead, I searched my room for something that she could wear. This photo shoot is proving to be a new experience. She called to me from the bathroom. Her voice was melodic and flirty. I'm starting to think all you wanted was to get me naked over here.
I almost tripped over my feet. What?
I'm not really sure what we can do next, I confessed loudly, quickly giving up my half-hearted search. She emerged from the bathroom in a dark green t-shirt of mine she must have found hanging on the towel rack. The shirt came to her thighs, and I hoped that she was naked underneath. Her damp hair hung tangled over her shoulders. That could work, I pointed to her and nodded in thought. How about we take some pictures of you dressed like this? She walked over to set and began to pose, clutching the bottom of the shirt in one hand and seductively biting a finger. I snapped a few pictures of the sexy pose. That's cute, but something less commercial looking would be better. I winked and I motioned for her to remove the shirt. She slipped it over her head and dropped it at her feet, leaving her wearing nothing more than the red bikini bottoms. Her bare breasts were amazing, firm, well-shaped, with pink nipples. They were the perfect size for me to hold them in the palms of my hands. She pushed both her hands into her damp hair, letting her fingers get completely tangled in it, and bit the right side of her lip, giving a long and powerful stare into the lens. At first, she seemed almost more comfortable in her bare skin than most people feel in clothes. I was astounded and incredibly turned on. I snapped a couple of pictures, fighting my own nervousness, and noted her frowning after a few pictures. She glanced around the room and held up her hand for me to stop. "What's wrong?" I asked, thinking maybe we had gone too far for her. Maybe I was taking pictures too excitedly. Maybe she could see my immense erection. She paused. "You know, my skin's starting to feel a little dry under all these lights." She reached for her sweater and held it to her chest. "Maybe it's time we stop. I need to get going." I had another flashback to Yoko. I had been telling her the same thing, that I should go, but she pushed past my barrier simply by persisting. "Hey," I said gently, giving her a warm smile. "We can stop whenever you want, you know. But if it's just dry skin..." Her eyes darted toward the door and then back at me. "Seriously," I continued. "Just as long as you're comfortable." She looked at me, expectantly, her shoulders relaxing. "I'll be right back," I told her. She simply shrugged and then nodded as I went off in search of lotion. When I returned, she was sitting down on the couch a few feet away from the lights, still topless. The living room was small, and I had all the furniture shoved into the corner of the room. To get the couch, she had to shove her way past the other furniture, leaving it in the way if we were to continue the shoot. I decided it wouldn't be worth restarting as I moved next to her on the couch. "Can I help?" I needed to touch her again. I moved closer. She turned so I could get to her back. I squirted some lotion into my palm and began working it into her shoulder, rubbing up and down her arms. She closed her eyes and leaned into my touch. Slowly, I moved up to her shoulder and over her collarbone. And then, I gently slid my fingers down between her breasts. She leaned her head back. I leaned in and we began to kiss once again. She moaned into my mouth. I squeezed each breast with the slippery lotion, and she exhaled. I touched her nipples, and she began breathing heavily. I slowly eased my hand down to her waist. Before I reached her panties, she turned around and began touching my arms. She massaged the lotion gently into my bicep, and I felt goosebumps tickle the sensitive part of my arms. I stared at her perfect breasts and lifted my hands to fondle them again. She closed her eyes and continued to rub the remainder of the lotion into my arms and moaned. As I explored her breasts with my fingertips, a barrage of questions flooded my head. I wondered when the right moment would be for me to push further. If I reached for her panties a second time, would she make some excuse to leave? The only place her hands had been was my arms. If I did more than that, would I spook her? Should I wait for her to catch up to where I was, or go for it? My fingers tugged at the bottom of her panties, and she shifted away a bit, but let me pull them off her. I lightly traced my fingers over her vulva, causing her to shiver and push into me with a whimper. Ah, ah. I pulled away from her lips and started kissing her neck while I rubbed against her clit. She moaned into my ear, making it harder for me to restrain myself. Her back arched, signaling her want. Slowly, I pushed one finger into her, then another. She gasped at the penetration, wiggling a bit around my fingers, eventually making herself comfortable. I began pushing my fingers in and out of her warmth. A low, breathy moan escaped from her throat, making my need for her grow deeper. She tugged at my hand, still wet with her, and worked on unzipping my pants. Her fingers were nimble and talented, just as I had imagined watching her work with the paintbrush. We moved into the bedroom, me pulling off the rest of my clothes on the way. I laid her down on the bed and climbed over her. She pulled me closer and started playing with my cock. Her delicate fingers wrapped around the head and rubbing it teasingly. She grasped loosely at the shaft and looked up at me with an impossibly innocent face. I moved my hands between her legs again. "You're so wet," I whispered, slipping a finger inside, only one this time, and moved it slowly in and out. I continued with my one finger until she let out a whimper. "Oh." I moved myself lower, positioning the tip of my penis over her vaginal opening, pausing for just a moment to take the look upon her face before madly thrusting myself inside of her. Ah! She wrapped her legs around me and we began to move in a rhythmic pattern. The fact that I had pined over this girl so much over the last week made the moment all the more satisfying. I was infected by my want for her. And the sound she made when I was inside her convinced me she was wanting this every bit as much. I let out a loud groan and began moving even faster. Joey gasped, grabbing at the bed's headboard, which was steadily tapping the wall. With every thrust, a sound escaped her lips, something between a moan and a squeak. Ah! 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 Yes! She cried. Oh, fuck, yes, 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 ah, ah. I held her by her hips, watching as her breasts bounced with every movement. Her moans devolved into heavy breathing. I moved one hand down her body, reaching to grab one of her breasts. Joey held me by the back of my head and pulled me into a passionate kiss, her tongue pushing its way to mine. I slowed my thrusts. Joey gently pushed me off and moved me so that I was on the bottom. She climbed over me and lowered herself onto my shaft, moving her hips slowly at first. But then riding me faster and faster, I lifted my hips and enjoyed the sudden change of leadership. Her luscious hair bounced wildly with her movements in a way that was such a turn-on. I could feel her pussy tighten around my cock, and I moaned surprised. I enjoyed her doing the work, at least for now. I grabbed her ass and helped her increase the friction against my shaft. We kept at this pace for a while until I felt I could wrest back control. Smoothing my palms over her breasts and abdomen, I pulled her body closer to me, sucking and biting her sensitive nipples as she continued panting. She shrieked in ecstasy, grabbing my head and forcing me to stay at her breasts. We rolled over a couple of times, with her ending up on her stomach. I pulled her hips up and took her from behind. Oh, fuck. She moaned as I began thrusting even faster. Joey was so lost in pleasure that she could barely grasp at the sheets and threw her head back. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. 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 Yes.
She grinded up against me, thrusting vigorously and moaned as I brought my finger to her clit, moving in a circular motion.
Oh, oh.
She gasped in pleasure as her pussy clenched tightly around my cock. Sensing that we were both close, she began pushing herself into me quicker, reaching her orgasm. Her enthusiasm was incredible, and I finally lost it, pouring myself inside her. My hot semen poured out of her as I made my final thrusts. I lifted my cock up to her face, and she obediently licked the head and shaft clean. Before passing out on the bed, all I remember was one last seductive smile. When I woke up, she was gone. I found a note written on a piece of paper from my sketchbook that read, "Thank you for letting me become a model. Joey."